Hello, everyone, and welcome to this podcast. I want to use the blog exercise to reflect on how ICT has impacted and changed how development professionals work. And I thought it would be interesting to talk to someone with many years of experience in the development sector, someone who has lived through many different changes in ICT throughout their career and hear how this has impacted their working life. So, without further ado, we'll get started. My first question is basically just to please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your career path.
Yeah, thank you very much for the interview. My name is Doris Rybanik. I worked for many, many years in UNIDO, the United Nations Industrial Development Organization, and that in different positions and departments, ranging from policymaking organs to development, to the development and implementation of technical cooperation programs and projects. And there I specialized in human security and post-conflict programs, as well as in youth employment and youth entrepreneurship programs. I also served as UNIDO representative in Cote d'Ivoire for several years.
Thank you. My next question is, how has ICT impacted your work as a development professional, both in the positive and the negative?
When I started to work in UNIDO in the early 1980s, there were no computers, just typewriters. Communication with development partners was slow, apart from telephone calls and telephone conversations. A few years later, then everybody had access to a workstation. But before that, we had just one computer on one floor, and this computer was used only for large reports. So it took a while until everybody had access to his or her own computer. Then in the late 1980s, apart from the fact that everybody had access to a computer, what really changed work was email. All of a sudden, communication became a lot faster, and that was really a fundamental change in the way work was done. On the one hand, it became much faster, but not necessarily more efficient. Why that? Before email was introduced, letters were written in such a way that quality was particularly important. Texts were checked for quality of content, layout, language. So it was a rigorous quality control. With the introduction of the email, this became less rigorous. It was no longer checked so carefully, and even language and the way things were controlled changed considerably. An advantage was certainly Another advantage was definitely that communication became much more paperless. There was no more filing and no more paper. But this also had its downsides. At the beginning, in every piece of paper, every document was kept centrally. With the introduction of ICT, people stored their documents in individual files, And at the beginning, definitely the institutional memory of an organization got lost. It took a while until that was rectified and until central filing places for electronic documents were created. But it definitely, I think at the beginning, this was definitely a problem. What was interesting and what helped work tremendously was the way documents were shared. All of a sudden, you could work together on a document, and that helped efficiency of how documents were prepared, that was positive. However, at the same time, with the introduction of that electronic sharing of documents, people stopped meeting that often. And while this may, on the one hand, be considered interesting, on the other hand, all those things between the lines were lost, apart from the fact that it was less interesting to work alone in an office instead of meeting people. Another advantage of ICT in my work was definitely e-learning. There had been a lot of programs throughout my career offered to staff, and with e-learning this definitely was an advantage, particularly also for those staff or for those people who didn't work at headquarters. This type of information or training was easily available, and that definitely was an incredible advantage. Later on, video conferences came into play. Also an interesting ICT tool, particularly if you would like to connect people throughout the globe without traveling. In many respects, that was a real advantage, and apart from reducing travel costs, it really made it possible to connect people. All in all, information became much more accessible through either intranets or the internet, and ICT together is certainly a big help in the work of any development practitioner.
Thank you. I have one last question, and that would be, is there any advice you would give to young professionals?
Well, today it has become much more easier. It is easy to communicate with counterparts, with beneficiaries, and that thanks to ICT. It is, however, important to choose the right form of ICT according to what you want to communicate and with whom you want to communicate. For example, today in many African countries, the easiest way of communicating is through WhatsApp. It might, however, also be considerable or better to have communication platforms restricted to a number of people and to ensure that information is not spread throughout the net and very easily. There's the possibility of web pages, blogs, etc. It is just a way of, what is important is that there are different ways of reaching different type of people. Altogether, I think only when you know what and with whom you would like to communicate, then you can decide which form of ICT may be the right tool for your task.
Thank you, Doris. That was very interesting. And thank you all for listening. And that was it. Bye-bye.